Good day, I'm Andrew A. James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Tuesday, May 15. Coming up, ground to be broken for St. Anne High Dependency Units, CXC to roll out on-demand e-testing, and JTB launches campaign aimed at promoting Destination Jamaica. The news in detail after the break.
You cigarette too, dear sir. Is a one that must say, don't do it.
Girl, the way I'm happy if I make mistake.
You must proud of Lisa though. If a social go on, no. You can't imagine university. By the way, you have money?
No, my dear. That's why me and Kevin plan for use the land title for go get a loan down at the bank.
What? You can do that?
But away you there. That's why we make sure we pay off the loan and collect the title from HAJ. Your land title are more than just a piece of paper, you know. It's proof that the land are your one and them key are on your.
May I forgot to call HAJ tomorrow for find out how me can get my title.
Pay for your land. Collect your title. Secure your future. Call the Housing Agency of Jamaica today at 968-7522-4 or visit hajl.gov.jm.
Now the news. Ground is to be broken this Thursday for the construction of two high-dependency units, HDUs, at the St. Anne's Bay Hospital in St. Anne. The units, being delivered under the European Union EU-funded Programme for the Reduction of Maternal and Child Mortality, PROMAC, will be used for patients in need of extensive care that cannot be delivered on a normal ward, but whose conditions do not warrant intensive care. Director of Family Health Services in the Ministry of Health, Dr. Simone Spence, says under PROMAC, 9 HDUs will be established in 5 hospitals across the island.
The first component speaks to newborn and emergency obstetric care, wherein we are slated to build high-dependency units in all public hospitals across the island. The hospitals are Quanah Regional Hospital, St. Anne's Bay Hospital, Spanish Town Hospital, Mandeville Regional Hospital, Bustamante Hospital for Children, and Victoria Jubilee Hospital.
PROMAC is being executed at a cost of $2.8 billion in a bid to reduce maternal and infant mortality. The Caribbean Examinations Council, CXC, has announced plans for the rollout of an on-demand e-testing by the year 2020. CXC Registrar Glenroy Cumberbatch says the council is working on the biosecurity measures for the system to prevent identity fraud. Mr. Cumberbatch says e-testing will bring a more modern approach for writing exams.
For the e-testing, is cleaner, it's more authentic, and the e-testing gives us the opportunity to make them real life. And it falls right in the bare patch of the candidates. There are technology kits. The mode in which you're testing them is in the same mode in which they operate.
Mr. Cumberbatch says e-testing will make it more difficult for persons to cheat while sitting the exams, adding that the more automated process will help ensure exams start on time. The Jamaica Tourist Board, JTB, has launched a digital marketing campaign aimed at promoting Destination Jamaica. The campaign, dubbed Join Me in Jamaica, features promotional videos which showcase snippets of the culture through the eyes of Jamaican celebrities and personalities. Speaking at the recent unveiling of the campaign at the Strawberry Hill Hotel in St. Andrew, Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett said his ministry will be making greater use of technology to market the country.
We are going to use technology as a driving force to develop a capacity to manage, measure, and be in total command of our market. Because prior to this, we spent money in advertising, but we couldn't measure the returns.
The online promotion targets a diverse audience, especially lovers of Jamaican music, cuisine, art, and sports icons. And the Maritime Authority of Jamaica has approved the use of electronic flares by vessels operating in Jamaican waters. Flares are used at sea by mariners to signal distress and to guide rescuers to their location. Director of Safety, Environment and Certification at the MAJ, Captain Stephen Spence, says the move is consistent with international standards.
We got a request from several of our clients to approve the electronic flares. And so we went about speaking with researching, first of all, electronic flares, their safety, and how easy it was to actually get them into the country.
The battery-operated electronic flares are considered to be safer for use than traditional flares as they are no open flames, they shine for longer periods and are brighter. All commercial fishing vessels, craft used in water sports, and vessels proceeding more than 1 nautical mile offshore are required to have flares on board. That was JIS News. I'm Andrew James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.